White House counsel Kellyanne Conway says written rules will be established justifying the removal.
Well, the president has made clear that he believes that when you come to the White House, and I agree, you should show respect for the presidency. You should show respect and decorum for the White House. And some do and some do not.
She was on Fox and Friends. Acosta had his pass taken away after a contentious exchange with the president last week. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days on this Thanksgiving week. Our forecast for today calling for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature up to about 68. Can't beat that. Mostly cloudy tonight. Maybe a shower in the overnight hours as a front moves through, low 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler, high 61. 39 the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. A great Thanksgiving forecast. Lots of sun, high in the lower 60s. Then a storm system arrives Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. We'll keep an eye on that forecast to see if it has any effect on the game. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and boy were shot Saturday night in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell on Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. And a nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery School campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be at zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, 8 minutes after 11 o'clock, Dave Mowry, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Ozzy Osbourne. I would love to interview Ozzy Osbourne. I'm interviewing him now, as a matter of fact. No, I mean, what a fascinating guy. I'd love to interview him one day. Our number 272-9228. I was trying to make a conspiracy out of the campfire things not being discussed at length, but apparently I was wrong, and they are being discussed at length. It just seems like to me, like 12 people get shot in a school.
It's on for days, the news for weeks, days, months, years.
1,000 people go missing because a utility dropped a line? People. And everyone's like, eh, well, you know, just people. I think the reason they're covering it up is because they're embarrassed by their liberal policies. These liberal environmentalist policies that have caused this thing, because it did. I mean, this is why the people are dead. They could go through there and clear out this underbrush. And
well, you know, there's also, like, I mean, look, not for nothing, but there's no, like, recovery porn aspect to it right now. I mean, it's not going to be great when you, like, when they drag out the ashes of 1,000 people. Like, there's nothing that's, like, even prurient about that to watch. Yeah. Like in Katrina, where it's like, oh, look at all these people, they're suffering, you know, this is terrible. Even in Houston, you had that. But there, it's just like, I mean, if those people were, you know, if what we think happened is correct, like, they're just bringing out scoops of dirt.
Yeah.
And gosh, there's, right, you know what I mean? Like, that's really, really depressing when you show that on the TV.
Yeah, but as much as the news likes to hype tragedy, I just figured there'd be something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. More than $100,000 campaign finance penalties collected during the 2018 season. This, according to who wrote this? Chip Brownlee over at AL Reporter. Secretary of State's office said that $197,000 in campaign penalties have been issued. $102,000 collected. Seems high to me.
Yeah, for real.
Seems high to me. What are those penalties? Does that go to the general fund? Or does that go to the Secretary of State's office?
I have no idea.
Do we know where that money goes?
I don't know where it goes. But it probably should be a lot higher than that.
Oh, it should be in the trillions. I mean, as corrupt as... Oh, here's that Team of Vipers book.
Well, you know, but the thing is, right, is like, I mean, and I'd like to see the size of the campaigns that they're getting it from. But, I mean, if you're a local judge's campaign in a small county, right, and you're getting a lot of your money at $100 a time, and you're in that window where you have to report every day or whatever, it's tedious. It's a lot of work. And you don't, as you guys know, you want to keep your campaign budget that's not for direct contact with voters really low if you want to be successful. And so you're not paying an accountant. You don't have somebody that's like, you know, your bigger campaigns do. But, you know.
Well, I'll give you an example. I know this one for a fact. There was someone who runs a very small PAC. When you think PAC, you think hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. I know someone who runs a very, very small PAC who did not file an annual report or monthly reports for like a year when they gave like $1,000 to somebody or something. I mean, just it was, and the campaign disclosed it. They weren't trying to hide anything. That just the donor didn't disclose it. They right. didn't file the monthly reports that were required. And they got fined like $7,500 or something.
Jeez.
And they appealed and it got knocked down, I think, $5,000. That just seems excessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be some max, like it can't exceed the amount of the donation or something. I mean, it's clear they weren't trying to hide anything. But Anyway, this is the cover of that book, Jack. Team of Vipers.
Yeah, I saw that on Todd's.
You see this?
Yeah.
Team of Vipers here.
Well, that...
$1 million.
Yeah.
Right now, the D.C. docket showing dozens of sealed criminal indictments. Now, I'm reading this from ABC News. I will say I have actually seen more information than ABC News has. I would guess ABC News has access to the information I've seen. But just the other day, I saw a list, because they have to publish this. Once they close out criminal warrants in the federal system, they publish not the names of the people, but the type of warrant that was sought and the statute that they were alleging may have been in the process of being violated. There is a whole lot of wiretapping going on in the D.C. area right now. I mean, thousands of these things.
Jeez.
And,
FISA warrants?
No, no, wiretapping.
Actual wiretapping.
Like real wiretapping.
Well, FISA's real wiretapping, but this is like they went through the regular
They went through the process. Yeah, they went through regular processing.
Yeesh.
And, I mean, or hundreds maybe. And the statutes that were alleged to have been violated, somebody is actively prosecuting a lot of government corruption. Now, whether this is good or bad for Trump or good or bad for Democrats or good or bad for Republicans, we won't know until all this stuff is unsealed and comes out. But this comes at a time when the Mueller probe allegedly has indicted Julian Assange, or somebody in the federal system has indicted Assange, because somebody working on one of those cases accidentally copy-pasted some language in another case indicating that Assange was under sealed indictment. I think that's dangerous for democracy, dangerous for journalism. If I was the Washington Post and the New York Times, my sphincter would have tightened a little bit upon hearing that. Because all Julian Assange did, he didn't break in or steal anything. All he did was publish documents that were stolen. That's all the New York Times does and the Washington Post has been.
Yeah, for hell yeah.
I mean, isn't that the whole, like, Pentagon Papers thing? I mean, that's...
Yeah, exactly. And they've always said that the journalists are off limits. That these guys can publish it as long as they don't engage in the stealing of it. If someone else steals it, then we'll try to capture them, but the journalists will let live another day. I think that's awfully dangerous to go after Assange. All he is doing is journalism. All he's doing is journalism. But remember, he's publishing national secrets. So is the New York Times. So is the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
So is the Washington Post. What's the difference? He just does more of it and a better job of it. You know? And he doesn't kiss establishment ass in the meantime. We got a phone call.
Where is he now?
He's
some
in
embassy?
Ecuadorian embassy in London.
And they're ready to kick him out.
For now. Yeah, they're ready to get rid of him. They said that he's skateboarding in there and tearing up their floors.
And dirty. Won't clean up.
I got this image of Bart Simpson trapped in the Ecuadorian embassy. I don't know. Who's this?
Tommy B.
Hey, Tommy B. What's up?
Hey, if y'all doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jack. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
You know, when is y'all talking about the fire out west and stuff? I mean, when is common sense going to kick in out there? I mean, Jack, you own a farm, and we've had one, too. But, you know, you got Miguel Alvarez or whatever his name, you know, the reporter for the NBC station. I mean, he's standing there, and the camera's on him, and right behind him is chest-high brush, like you said, Baron. I mean, you know, there's a reason they make tractors and bush hogs. I mean, we bush hog pastures and stuff all the time. I mean, and then houses, you know, burn down, and you see an overhead aerial view of it, and there's a swimming pool right there beside it, all that water. I mean, they can't, you know, figure out a way to wet the roof down or the yard and stop the fire from burning up, you know, to the... burn the house down. I mean, I just don't understand people out there.
Yeah, the environmental policy doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have me some type of irrigation system or a pump or something. I mean, you wet your roof down. I mean, you keep it, you know, keep the embers and sparks from hitting on top of the roof. Or, you know, a lot of those houses have tile roofs. And I mean, I don't understand cement burning, to be honest with you. You know, if you wet your yard down, then guess what? That's going to stop the fire.
Yeah, I mentioned the story about my friend who lives in a neighborhood in Agoura Hills who they rented out some goats, and the goats ate like a quarter mile or half mile wide swath around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the reason they did it was there was wildlife up against the neighborhood that was hiding out in that brush. and the goats ate the brush down, and they tear it up by the roots. You know,
right.
Cows do like a lawnmower. They just kind of chomp over the top of it. The goats tear the roots out of it and eat the roots.
Right.
So they rented some goats, and it created sort of a... And, you know, Los Angeles is a desert.
Right.
You know, so...
It's irrigated desert.
Yeah, if you tear something up by the roots, it may not grow back for a while until you get a nice wet season to get it started. And apparently they haven't had one since they did it. And that created a fire line. It created an area where the fire couldn't jump, and it didn't get to their neighborhood because of that. Now, that's not why they did it, but I bet they'll do it again in the future because of that. You know, if everyone could learn from them. You know, if you have residential communities and you live in a desert with dry brush everywhere, cut you a little path between you and the dry brush.
I can plant sod back better and cheaper than I can build another house.
Exactly.
Y'all take care and have a good Thanksgiving.
Likewise.
Thank you too.
My friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, I saw Greg Wren this morning. What a great guy. Just a truly a legend in the insurance business around here. Been doing it an awfully long time. I won't out him by saying he's been doing it more than 40 years and age him or anything, but he's been doing it more than 40 years. The guy just knows insurance inside and out. He's got a very, very, very important announcement coming up in January. I cannot wait to be the one to tell this audience about it. I just can't wait. But I want to tell you first, if you employ people, if you have employees, if you have a business, if you're a manager or a general manager or a HR manager, even just a concerned employee who wants to see if you're getting the best benefits for your buck, tell your boss or whoever, pick up the phone and call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. It's not hard. 356-1502. And they make sure your employees are getting maximized benefits for their minimized money. And they want to make sure that you're getting your bang for your buck. And they do a good job. They got policies that, you know, guaranteed issue policies for things like life and disability. People who basically were cut out of the life and disability markets now for the first time after calling 356-1502, being able to get those policies. Talk about life-changing. Big, big deal. Big, big deal. Cornerstone Managing General Agency on the web, cornerstonemga.com, 356-1502, 19 minutes after 11. Jack Barron, Dave with us. We'll be back.
Look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
For news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, monogrammable gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Santana. Like he's a studio musician up in Nashville. He played on all these albums, you know, for all these famous people, but he's very talented. But he looks like Carlos Santana. And so he has this like Carlos Santana tribute band, and they go around and they play as Carlos Santana. Well, he was dressed up in Carlos Santana garb one time sitting in my friend's living room, and she posted on Facebook that Carlos Santana was driving down their street and broke down. And came in and grabbed a beer, and she was calling AAA to help him. And I fell for it. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's incredible. What was he doing in town? What was he doing on the country back roads?
You got duped.
Oh, man. I got totally duped. She's like, dude, that's my dad. And then I started looking at him. I was like, Joe? I looked just like him.
That's my dad.
He did not have. Cole Plumbing out online any day, anytime, day or night. ColePlumbing.com. If you want to get in touch with a family owned business with, gosh, 40 plus years of experience in the plumbing trade right here in the River Region. So you know you're getting somebody who knows what they're doing. And man, the price is right. They don't have to dig because they got that proprietary pump pipelining technology. They're making plumbing great again right here in the River Region. They have all the experience you need. Fantastic human beings, too. James Cole, CC Cole. Salt of the earth human beings, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, man, just the whole Cole family over there involved in the Cole plumbing business. Great, great people. 279-8919, 279-8919 for trustworthy plumbing services. And they, look, they're number one in the number two business. You have trouble with your bowl?
Call on Cole.
Call on Cole.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Is it going to be really cold this weekend?
I don't know about here. No. The supreme cold I was talking about was more the Northeast or...
You did not clarify that.
Mid-Atlantic. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be particularly cold here. We've got 60s, low 60s. On Friday, it may be in the low 50s. That might be a little chilly. But it'll be right back up in the 60s Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, it's going to be decent weather for the next... this 10-day forecast. Rich Thomas weather app, by the way. If you don't have it, download it. Let me look up north a little bit. I got my dad's city up here on there. Yeah, it's going to be colder there, 30s and 40s. So, yeah, if you're going north for the holidays, where do you guys go for the holidays? You go anywhere?
Daleville.
Daleville, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Dale County?
Mm-hmm.
You got the man with the moonshine going to show up this year?
I hope so.
If not, it's a failed
trip. Dad, if you're listening.
I want some raspberry, some apple pie, and some peach. Where are you going? Hanging out
I'm
here?
I'm staying here. Now I'm leaving Saturday to go to...
Fair enough.
Some friends.
You going to be back Monday?
More than likely.
Okay. So I'm going to be here Monday.
Well, you know.
No. Well, you know.
Don't threaten us, Bear.
I'll be here the whole next week. Our number 272-9228. Who is this?
This is Jason. Good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine.
I know I don't normally ask, but I have particular interest. I'm just curious.
Doing
well? I just had an interest. I was just curious. What's going on? You sounded down. You normally have more energy when you call.
Oh, no, man. I'm just sitting here. I'm kind of sleepy. I don't know. I've been out of the country for a while, so I'm
Are you one of those people that gains a bunch of weight around the holidays?
Actually, no. I'm pretty good I pretty much hover. I was hovering around the same weight, plus or minus 5 pounds, for like the past 15 years. So
wow, wish I could say that.
I mean, I think they granted, but
can I guess your weight just based on listening to you on the radio?
Good God, I'm
sure.
Mighty.
I'm just curious,
sure,
yeah. Jack.
Was this the Montgomery? I mean, the state fair.
I'm gonna guess that you're 187.
No, I'm like what, 30 pounds heavier than that.
Oh, really? You don't sound 30 pounds heavier than that.
Basically, based on what my doctor tells me, I'm obese.
Why are you obese, man?
Because BMI,
he's
man.
5'2".
I was just going to say that.
Say 217 doesn't sound very big. That doesn't sound obese.
No, I'm 6'2", and at 6'2", by BMI standards, you're supposed to be like 185, 190, and that's just not...
Yeah,
like, pretty low.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 6'8", and they say I should be 220. I'd look like a dang cadaver.
Yeah. Exactly.
Y'all be like, Dave got the cancer?
Yeah, no, I got that low at one point, and my wife was like, you need to gain some weight. And then, like, she said, I looked like I was sick, sickly. So she was like, yeah, you can't do that. So I was like, yes, ma'am. I can't. But,
well, I'm embracing my girth.
You're embracing your girth? Hey, man, listen, if you go,
girth.
As long as you can get around and you're not, like, suffering, like, health-wise from it, more power to you, man. I just think you, everybody has a different number that their body is cool with. And if it works for you, then.
All right, I didn't mean to take up all your time.
No, don't worry.
I'll restart the clock. Go ahead.
No, I was calling actually based on what you were talking about with the fires in California. Now, granted, they do have some liberal environmental like regulations in California, but I think a lot of what's going on, or at least a contributing factor to it, is the fact that if you've ever flown in LAX and you see what the 405 looks like. It's out of this world, and it's completely congested. So you have all these people that are moving out into more fire-prone areas in California, and the wilderness, quote-unquote, aspect of it, or the rural aspect of it, is what draws them to it. They like it. And so they're playing with fire. Literally. Like, they know they're living in fire-prone areas, right? Because they're going out, but they don't want to...
You know, let me ask you a question. Is this similar to the people who live on the Florida Gulf Coast?
Exactly, right. Exactly. The exact same thing. You know, every hurricane season, you're staring down the barrel of a gun. And in California, this isn't the first year they had fires. The other year, like last year, a couple years back, they were talking about the fact that more people are moving out into fire-prone areas, and it's more like the wealthier people and people... It's like the... I mean, real estate in California is already crazy, but when you go out in the wooded area, you have more space and it's more expensive, and people are wanting to go there. And that's not saying that you don't feel bad for them when their house burns down, but they kind of understand that's what they're getting into, and it's not just the state or the government.
I'm gonna touch a nerve here. Someone sent me a news article earlier of a young child being mauled by a pit bull. It's like people who have a pit bull and let their 2-year-old waller all over it and pull on its ears, and then most of them will probably be fine, but not all of them. And so most of the years you live on the Gulf Coast, you'll probably be fine, and most of the years you live in the hills in California, you'll probably be fine, but not all the time.
Exactly. And so,
the consequences are tragic when not all the time turns into today.
Yeah, it really is tragic, especially like you were talking about the death toll, like 77 people are dead and 1,000 people are missing. Like, that's horrible. But I don't think everyone, specifically the residents, are completely unaware of the fact that that's where they live.
Well, I got a friend who lives in the Hollywood Hills. Now, that you know, Mulholland's not likely to go up in smoke. They kind of protect it, that area over there. But I've been to his house a couple times. It's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, one of the most beautiful houses. Like, the guy next door to him owns the L.A. Kings. The guy on the other side was the director of Pixar Animation.
Oh.
Like, he's that kind of rich.
Low-rent neighborhood.
Yeah. Very, very, very high-end neighborhood. Like, he's in the neighborhood where Sharon Tate got.
Oh.
Like he pointed out her house. And it's, like, down three houses. I mean, he lives in a very, very... very posh area. And so I don't imagine they're going to let that area go up in smoke anytime soon.
But he told me one time, he said, you know, I said, the weather here is incredible because it doesn't matter what time of year you go there. Well, the last time I was there, I flew back to the ice storm that covered the southeast a few years ago, and it took me 2 hours to get from the Atlanta airport to Noonan to get a hotel room.
Yeesh.
Because I wasn't going to sleep on the floor of the Atlanta airport. It took me 2 hours. And there were, I probably passed 1,000 abandoned cars in the meantime. But anyway, and it was like 70 and perfect as we were driving through Beverly Hills on the way back to LAX that time. Yeah. I mean, I was looking at the weather. I was like, this is gee. So I asked him, I said, what's the weather here's all the time? He said, till the hills catch fire.
Yeah.
I said, then it's terrible.
Right.
And he said, and then the hills go out, and it's fine again. He said, but it's smoky, it's ashy, it's gray, it stinks, you know, loss of life and things. But then it goes away, and it's beautiful again. He said, it's just a hazard of living here.
Yeah, and it's just like you said, the perfect analogy would be living on the Florida coast during hurricane season. Like, it's basically a crapshoot, given wind one way or the other, and then your house is gone. But then people, like, even with the California fires, people are already talking about going back and rebuilding, just like they do on the coast, talking about going back and rebuilding. And so it's like, you feel bad for them, but it's like, I guess that's mitigated somewhat by the fact that they just return. It's not like they say, no, I'm not going to go back. They go back and rebuild everything, insurance pays, they get federal assistance of some sort.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a horrible tragedy, but it's a lot of factors that kind of lead to people, like you said, they want 73 degrees like year round, and they hope or pray that they'll dodge the fires. But anyway,
great call.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, y'all have a good day.
I have a very important announcement to make.
Yeah?
Why are you looking?
Because you looked at the TV as you were saying that. I thought there was something on TV.
There was.
Oh, what was it?
Barbara Streisand and Martina Navratilova are throwing their support behind Nancy Pelosi for speaker. Oh.
Martina Navratilova is not even from here.
Well, she weighed in.
What?
She weighed in and said she's supporting Nancy Pelosi.
Where's she originally from?
Czechoslovakia?
Somewhere like that.
That didn't even exist.
Well, okay, but when it existed, that's where she was from.
Exactly.
I don't know if she's a Czech or a Slovak, but she's one of them.
She's a Navratilova, they used to call her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Navratilova.
That's why I'm not calling her Czech.
She can straight up play the game of tennis, though, or used to be able to.
Well, yeah, she was pretty
fantastic.
Good back in the day.
I do need to remind everybody the second hour of this program was brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Did you drop the ball?
Yeah, you know, it happens. I've been waiting to see if she'll call. I thought she might call during the second hour, so I kind of held off, and then time got away from me, and then I was going to do it as we closed the hour.
Well, she's pretty damn busy, baby.
Well, I know, and that's a good thing. If she's not calling, that means she's servicing clients.
Serving clients.
Well, you know what I mean, servicing their mortgage needs. Jack.
Jeez, Jack.
I just corrected the nomenclature.
He's talking with the wrong words there, man. But anyway, call Kim Williams for any home refinancing or origination needs. Please, 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 please. 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. And right now, if you call her, she's got some great specials going on. I think she was throwing in, she may still be doing it, throwing in the cost of the appraisal, knocking $500 off for this, $500 off for that. Just call her and ask her what special she's running. They're absolutely incredible. And this is the time of year that you're supposed to refinance. Why, Baron? Why, Baron? Why?
Baron.
Why? Because you skipped two mortgage payments. Imagine starting off 2019, no January, no February mortgage payment. You don't owe a payment until March 15th.
Jeez.
That's what I'm talking about. That's like a quarter of the year's gone. Before you even owe your first mortgage payment. Call Kim Williams. She can arrange that. 567-4223. 567-4223. Her NMLS number, 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days on this Thanksgiving week. Our forecast for today calling for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature up to about 68. Can't beat that. Mostly cloudy tonight. Maybe a shower in the overnight hours as a front moves through. Low 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler. High 61. 39 the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. A great Thanksgiving forecast. Lots of sun. High in the lower 60s. Then a storm system arrives Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. We'll keep an eye on that forecast to see if it has any effect on the game. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome back in, 41 minutes after 11 o'clock. My man Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting, standing by his phone right now. He said, don't gamble on one of those other lesser people. You call me. You call Riley Manning. 799-1284. You call the big boy that everybody wants to be like when they grow up. You call the guy who's been in the painting contracting business for 50.
He'll light you up.
Plus year. Oh, absolutely. Gives you all the bells and whistles. Absolutely incredible. He is the best. He's best. An, I mean, just dynamite. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. RileyManningPainting.com. 799-1284. 799-1284. Bam. Are you sure he's been doing it for 50 years? Yeah, man. And he looks young, and he still gets at it. He had to start it when he was like 6 years old. That's the only thing I can think of. He had to be painting when he was like 6 years old. He's dynamite. His crews are incredible. So trustworthy. We left the house with the crews there. Didn't even think twice about it. It never would have crossed my mind that a guy like Riley Manning would have anybody less than just a stellar human being working for him. Trained professional painters. But guys have been with him 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. Great guy. Call Riley Manning for all your painting needs. If it's around here, you call Riley. 799-1284. 799-1284. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry, Cliff. Cliff?
More, what? Hello?
Hello, Cliff. All right, loud and clear now, friend.
Okay. I've got some glowing words for one of your sponsors, and
good.
It's Cole Plumbing. Cole Plumbing. We had had another company come out, and they dug around for 2 hours and did nothing but mess up my yard. And so then we called Cole Plumbing. They came out, spent 2 hours, found the line, fixed it, and they were just wonderful. Great customer service, polite people. They gave me a military discount, and I can highly recommend them to any of your listeners.
Now, I want to turn the tables. I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Yes.
How long have you been listening to this radio program?
Oh, God. Years.
Okay. Cole Plumbing was our third sponsor to this program 4-plus years ago. Why were they not your first call, my friend? I don't want you to answer it. I just want you to think about it. I'm not chastising you. I'm asking it in a rhetorical fashion for folks at home when they have a leak and they're tempted to call some cut-rate guy who's going to bring in the backhoe and the jackhammer and tear up the yard. I want them to remember Cliff. I want them to remember the rhetorical question. Why didn't I call Cole Plumbing first? That's it. I'm not trying to chastise
him. Leave Cliff alone.
I'm not chastising him.
I know.
I'm using him as an exemplar.
But some people have prior relationships and then they're disappointed. But at least he made the move.
He made the correct call, yeah.
But anyway, they did a fantastic job.
Thank you, Cliff. Thank you for calling and telling us that.
And highly recommended.
Well, I do appreciate that. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You too.
That's a great call.
I'm telling you what.
Wow, that's really nice.
And I was not chastising him.
So it's a great call, and Baron just jumps the guy.
I know, just jumps down his throat.
I didn't jump the guy. I was. He would appreciate it. I guarantee you he wishes someone else had done that a year ago when he heard it.
He knew about Cole, but he maybe had been using this particular company, and bad habits are hard to break.
Won't do it again, I promise you.
No, he won't.
Bullock's a gambler.
I heard my name. That means I'm on topic. I'm not going to say that. I went through the caller seminar, and I heard the caller seminar. Of course, I never used to do that anyway, but now it's hard not to. And I thought it was weird to tell people not to do small talk right up front when your catchphrase is, how you doing?
and it gets worse when our opening says conversational radio.
That's the biggest damn lie.
I got to get that changed. Jeff Blake, change it.
No, it should be confrontational radio.
Yeah, where the host confronts you.
Right.
Hey, Jack, if you ever see me out in public, you'll I'm going to buy you a drink, first of all, but you'll know me. I'm not exactly low profile.
I understand that, and I have seen a picture of you, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, wherever I go, I know. But you know, the thing is, Baron has gotten so good at this radio stuff, it just rolls right off of him in mid-conversation. I could see him in court while he's doing some lawyer work, you know, and then he goes, Your Honor, Your Honor, Your Honor, I got to take a break, And
Judge,
then,
you
and
might
then,
be asking yourself, but Baron, Baron, Baron.
Then he goes, Your Honor, if you have trouble with your bowl, call on
Cole. Let me tell you something that happened to me one time, because I'll prove I can be a dumbass from time to time, even in court. I used to try cases in the military system. Go around bases around the country, and we'd try cases. I wasn't in the JAG, but they're all entitled to a JAG lawyer. They all get senior defense counsel as well. So they got two lawyers of their own, but sometimes they want to hire somebody from the outside, bring them in. Sometimes two people from the outside or three people from the outside. Some of these guys have some money, and they're in real serious trouble, and they want all the lawyers they can get. But we used to go try these cases. In the military, we do Defense Exhibit, 7 here in Alabama. You say Defense Exhibit 7 or Defense Exhibit H, and that suffices. In the military, you got to use that radio call signal. So it's Defense Exhibit Hotel, right?
Yeah.
So I get all the way through, and I'm with the first witness of the trial, and we get all the way through. I'm introducing the 25th exhibit to this witness. Your Honor, I'd like to show the witness what's been previously marked for identification purposes as defense exhibit. And I froze. I didn't know why I was. And I looked at the judge, and he kind of looked at me like, where are we going with this? And I said, yo-yo. And everyone in there busted out laughing. And he said, he just, without breaking a face, he was a great judge. He was a full bird colonel, fantastic human being, bald guy with a mustache. I wish I remember his name. He looked up at me without smiling at all. He looked up, he said, let the record reflect that he said Yankee. And I said, that's right, Judge. Defense exhibit, Yankee.
And you know, and this is for your comfort. The callers still need to tell you when they're going to hang up, because you know, I don't want to overstay my welcome on this show. But I'm going to hang up now, so that way you don't hear the loud noise.
Thank you. That's very polite, because when they hang up without notice, there's a tremendous screech that goes through our ears that a lot of people don't realize is there. Who's this?
This is Brady Moore.
Brady Moore. Brady Moore, welcome to the program.
Yeah, no kin to Barry Moore. Brady Moore.
No, this Brady is totally Moore. Different person. Totally different person.
Not Craven Moorhead, but Brady Moore.
Mm-hmm. Well, funny you should mention that, Jack. You know, I am a publicist.
Yeah, and one of the preeminent ones in the River Region, right?
Well, he's got an incredible client.
At least.
Well, y'all, please. He doesn't like people bragging on him.
Okay, sorry.
I'm telling you. He never talks about how good he was in basketball in high school. Never.
Four touchdowns at Polk High, we get it.
Nobody knows that, Baron.
I know, Brady.
Being a publicist, I heard your conversation earlier. You talking about maybe writing a book. And, you know, the old wheels got to spinning, and I was thinking, if you're going to write a book and you're going to be into erotica, plus you're going to run for Senate, the name Denver Riggleman came to mind.
See, he would not be the first erotic novelist elected to the United States Senate, let me tell you that much.
I just need an opponent on the other side named Cockburn.
Well, and I've already came up with
because Riggleman beats Cockburn every time.
Well, it really depends.
Very much so. You know, he wrote the book, The Mating Habits of Bigfoot and Why Women Want Him. And you were talking about the 50 Shades of Grey, and I've already got the title for your book that you're going to write.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I am, but let me ask you, I am under contract with Darren Holman.
I've already talked to Darren.
Okay, I just want you to know, my publicist, Darren Holman, and your client, 84, get at odds from time to time. So, Brady, just understand that. I'm already under contract.
Look, I can't help that Darren Holman is an ass most of the time, okay?
And here he was chastising callers about not using, you know, about taking the cut rate version. You know, you got the best. You know who the best is.
Brady's the best.
Right.
I can't afford
Brady. And then
Brady.
You got this other guy.
I can't afford Brady. He's too high. High as a cat's back. All right, go ahead.
Now, I'm going to do this one. What do y'all lawyers call it when you do something for free?
Pro bono. Pro bono.
Yeah, I'll do this.
Which, when you're talking about erotica, pro bono is an appropriate thing to discuss.
I'm gonna let that one go. I have the name of your novel.
Okay.
All right, and you were talking about 50 Shades of Grey and this and that, and yeah. It kind of works together. It's going to be the sequel to Denver's novel, and yours is going to be The Red Room of Bigfoot and Sign the Consent Form.
Do I have to have read 50 Shades of Grey to understand this?
Yes, you do.
I was going to say, because that went over my head.
Yeah, I was saying, because that was
that
just
didn't
like
do
a,
it for me.
Could we get him, like, off the phone?
Bye, Brady. Bye.
Wow.
See you guys.
A lot of action there from Jackson.
I didn't understand that, right?
I didn't understand that entire phone call. It was ridiculous. Anybody listen, change the channel.
Something not ridiculous. Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. 284-9292. That's how you get in touch with greatness in the concrete realm. But bam, bam, bam. Why do I need Tom Latham? Everybody does. If you have concrete needs at all, listen, I'm going to get Tom out there to give me a quote on my back porch. My back patio, it was slate. I say was because my kids are hard on slate. I need decorative concrete. I need stamped concrete. I don't need slate with its chips and flakes and all that kind of stuff. It's dangerous. I got like shivs out there, you know, where they it's just dangerous. I got to get Tom Latham out there. Whether it's something simple like that, a back porch, whether it's a slab for a home, piers for a home, whether you want to clear off a whole lot, clear off a whole 10 lots and make a shopping center out of it, Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies can take care of it. If it's concrete, it's Tom Latham at Penny Earn. Concrete, excuse me. PennyEarn.co. That's the website. PennyEarn.com.co. Not .com. PennyEarn.co. CO for concrete. PennyEarn.co. 284-9292. You call him. You call him. Don't go messing around with these other people. They'll get you in all kinds of trouble. You just heard it a minute ago. You go calling somebody we don't recommend, you end up having to call someone we do recommend to fix it. And you got the expense from the other guy, and it's all screwed up. We only recommend the best here. 284-9292, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides. We make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14-karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot had an accident while out of town recently at a granddaughter's wedding, and I understand you got some people to thank.
I'd like to thank everybody for being so wonderful to me. I'm still in a wheelchair for a while, but hopefully that'll come to an end pretty soon. After my accident in Seattle, I got so many cards and so many phone calls and care packages that I just want to say thank you. thank you that I've got the best friends and customers in the whole wide world.
Sometimes it takes something like this to realize how many people care for us.
That's so true, Larry. I have been astonished at the amount of cards I've gotten. When I was in Seattle in rehab, the little gray lady was astounded with all of the cards that I got every day. She said, "You sure are popular." I said, "I've got great friends."
And you have a big event coming up.
Christmas Open House is December the 1st. It's Saturday, and it's 9 to 6. We'll serve some light refreshments from 12 until 4, but there will be tremendous sales.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me. I recognize my face.
All right, guys, get over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen at some point this week if you get the opportunity. And if you don't, you know. We got a campagnola with cream sauce this week over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's a good-looking campagnola. I got a picture of it here. So get by there when you get a chance. Get by there when you get a chance. That's a good-looking campagnola.
Let me see this campagnola.
Look at that. A little green in there,
yeah,
for color.
Look good.
Doesn't that look good? Jack, there are cherry tomatoes in there.
Oh, may not well, be I dish. Know. That's,
But that's a good-looking campagnola. It's got good flavor, good color.
Cherry tomatoes are hard out for you, Jack? You're just, nope.
Can't stand them.
He's hard pass on cherry tomatoes.
It's really weird.
I like Roma tomatoes when they're sliced. I cannot abide. That's, cherry tomatoes, they're all skin. There's no...
Man, I love them. They're sweet. Ooh, that's they're sweet. Like they got just enough sour in them. Just enough sour in them. But get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
They're sweet.
Yeah.
They got just enough sour.
It's like ketchup.
Right, that happens.
They're like ketchup.
That's a thing.
Ketchup has just enough sugar.
That's right.
To offset the vinegar. It's got the sugar and the vinegar. Yeah. Anyway, get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's all I'm saying. They got award-winning pizzas. They got desserts. They got so much more going on over there.
I tell you.
Dave, I appreciate you coming in on a Monday.
Yeah, it was fun. Gave me something to do Monday morning.
Yeah.
Rather than toil in the salt mines.
Jack, come back tomorrow?
I will be here tomorrow, and we will not.
We will not be here Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The rest of the Blue Water family will be here Wednesday. Yeah, everybody else will be
How come
Wednesday.
We got a pass? Ratings?
No, our ratings are too high.
That's got a really good agent.
Yeah. That's what they said. All right, guys. I'm going to turn these microphones over to Joey and Dan.
How you doing, Joey?
That fair?
Yeah.
All right.